So somebody's got to come help save the valley. We're all under attack. I repeat, Grace Valley is under attack. A raid has begun. It's a lot of people in mossy clothes. They're in foresty camo. They have twigs all over their bodies. Some I can't tell if they're moving trees or people in suits. Oh shit. Oh fuck, what's that? It's charging through the trees. It's knocking the trees out. Holy shit. A giant in metal armor just flipped over a fucking truck. A grease truck is pouring out grease all over on the streets. Citizens are running for their lives as I speak. Oh, I don't know what the fuck to do. What am I supposed to do up here? Shit. Oh, what the... All the doors. I can't open my door. What the fuck? It seems like there's like this orange crystal energy over the doors. I can't open anything. Oh shit, the helicopter. There's a blue helicopter in the sky. Its spotlights are hitting everybody. Nobody can escape it right now. Oh shit. I'm seeing swarms of centipedes from outside too. I see people running away and the swarm chased them down. Oh no! Oh no! Where the farmer gets it, it's being tackled down by a swarm of hundreds of centipedes. Holy shit. We need somebody to help us. Where are the questers? Where's Mother Maddox? Oh no! I see Mother Maddox. She's in the sky. She got picked up by... I don't know how else to describe that woman, but besides, like, she's got giant metal wings. She's like a Valkyrie floating through the sky. She has this old Nordic-looking helmet of a dragon on her head. Oh shit! She's got a shock baton. Mother Maddox fighting back, but she... Wow! They hit her with a shot. Is that a Tempest baton? Holy fuck! Holy shit! She just shot Blessy Bone with the fucking with her lightning stick. She shot a lightning bolt right at Blessy Bone, but she dodged it. Oh shit! We need to get out of here. We need help. Where's all this music coming from? Oh no! I see a semi truck, but on the back it's just carrying a giant stage. There's two goons in green morph suits with the leaves and tree and twigs all over them. They're performing the music we're hearing now. It's too loud. I can't hear anything. I can't fucking focus. The lanky ass goons playing their morph suit music. Oh god. It seems like the bards are preparing for something. I can hear something from over the hills. What is that? Oh. Everybody's being locked down. All these fucking goons are beating the shit out of everybody. No one could escape the bugs or this Valkyrie woman flying in the sky. I can't even get out of my house. I'm fucking locked in. What if that giant comes? Oh shit. That giant spraying this pink fluffy mist into the sky. It looks like some kind of gas. Everybody's going to sleep. Oh no, shit. He's gonna come my way soon. Wait. Over the hilltop, I can see something coming. What is that? Is that it? Folks, I'm reporting. There's a vigilante commander leader standing on top of the hilltop now, and he is mounted on top of an epic beast. He's riding a legendary Hydra snake bear. There's only one group who's ever been reported to ride snake bears. Grease Valley. You could survive this raid.
Me and the rest of the Greel Garrison have entered your valley tonight under orders to disarm every resident of the Grease Valley and conduct a census. Tonight, the census will be taken. We will pacify any threats. Only non-lethal force will be used if deemed an emergency. Report any maluse to any of my 6 officers. We have disabled your power and casted a forever night ritual on the valley until all is under control. The sun will not rise until all Grease Valley residents have surrendered their weaponry. Did someone just fucking shoot at me? Officer Nuna, please disarm that delinquent. No deaths will occur tonight. We will further explain our plans in Town Hall. We will not have anybody be injured tonight. Nobody will be hurt. We will all come to a peaceful solution. We will give all Grease Valley residents 30 minutes to join us in the town hall. After that, we will bring you to us.
Oh shit. Okay, so I got 30 minutes to free everybody and get us all the fuck out of here. I don't know how he cast this ritual, but he shouldn't have been able to put, like, a magic barrier over the valley. It sounds like he was only able to be powerful enough to fucking make the sun not rise for a little while. What a fucking... I don't even know who the fuck these Greel Garrison are. I mean... We've talked about them before, but what the fuck are they doing way up in the north out here? And they've never been known as marauders or bandits. Like, I don't know what the fuck they have to do in the valley. I don't know why they need a census. But what I do know, fuck that. Fuck the government. We ain't doing that shit. Oh, no. I'm gonna break everybody out, and we're gonna run the fuck out of here, and then we're gonna come back and reclaim the fucking valley. Shit. At the very least, we're gonna fight for the valley. I'm not just gonna let these baby little motherfucking non-lethal force motherfuckers try to hurt me. I'm gonna shoot them in the head. Let me find my fucking vermin rifle. Better yet, this narwhal horn, the narwhal horn bestowed upon me from Xerxes, a motherfucking, this 3-foot fucking javelin of a thing. It's almost like a spear. I'm gonna spear one of these motherfuckers. I'm gonna sneak into my junkyard right now. I'm gonna strap up my remote recorder, and we're gonna go, and we're gonna reclaim the valley, baby. Fuck these motherfuckers. Yeah, that guy thinks his speech scared me. Me? No, never. Not the Grease Valley. We are not giving up this. That I've beat an elder entity. I mean, Greasy Greg was here with us, but Greasy Greg will always be with us here in spirit, and we will never be defeated. Ayah. Okay, I'm gonna sneak into the junkyard now. I'm gonna sneak out my back window. My doors are locked, like I said. I can't open the doors, but I'm gonna smash the window and crawl through it. Hopefully that will work. Oh shit, okay, I hope that wasn't too loud. Okay, I'm gonna sneak out now. I'm gonna go in my sneak mode. No one will find me in my sneak mode. Okay, I'm in the junkyard now. I'm crawling back into there. I'm lucky the junkyard is just like a short crawl from my backyard. I've mentioned it before. I go looting out here a lot. I know all the hiding places. Nobody's gonna find me out here, okay. Well, as I'm saying this, the helicopter lights, that big old blue helicopter, it's now shining this way. It's not on me yet, but it's definitely scanning the junkyard. I don't know what set them off. I'm gonna hide in this trash pile for a little while and let all the fuzz die, and then I'll go save everybody. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna snuggle up, right, pal? Ooh, don't let the rusty metal cut you. Uh-oh. Mama Bali taught us about that one. Okay, I'm gonna jam myself in this crushed little car. What's up, spiders? What's up? What's up? Oh, you guys got good cobwebs. I'll try not to bake your cobwebs. Sorry. Mr. Spiders, why'd you all run away? Where are you guys all going? I thought we were just chilling. All right, they're scared of me. Oh, were they scared of me or were they scared of you? Hello, Mr. Centipede. I don't really know what you're up to. You got some weird patterns on me, dude. This weird-ass fucking centipede just staring at me. It looks like... Are you glowing now? He's giving off a little glowing emission. Oh, there's a couple things glowing in here. These are all centipedes. Okay, out of car now. Holy shit, this whole thing's filled with centipedes. Get me out of here. Run. Oh, no. Not a bunch of centipedes. Fuck that. I saw what the centipedes were doing to the people running. No. Run. Run. Oh, fuck. Oh, corner. Oh. If I run down this corridor, they'll never catch me. Oh, run. These motherfuckers will never get Big Bumble. Bali, run. Another corner. Oh. There's a giant floating orange eye in front of me, just staring at me. It's like a goat eye. It's an eldritch orange goat eye, just floating there staring. It's mossy. All this moss is hanging off of it. This thing's disgusting. Stop looking at me. Do I run past it? I don't know what the fuck. The centipedes are coming. Oh, shit. Oh, is that a siren? Oh, no. I can hear a siren in the distance. It's approaching quick. I gotta get out of here. I gotta... Holy shit, I'm not too far away from the garage. Go, run. Okay. Oh, yeah. Get me up in here. Get me in the... Fuck yeah. So we modified a garbage truck. We modified a giant garbage truck. I'm getting souped up now. I'm turning on the dump dozer. Watch the fuck out, Greel Garrison. The dump dozer will take care of all of y'all. Oh, no. Oh, the centipedes are climbing up on the walls. Oh, no. They're climbing on the doors. I can see them out the window. Oh, they're covering my window shield. Get off. Get off of the window shield. Where's the window shield wiper? I'll wipe them off. I don't give a fuck. Oh, no. The window shield wiper's locked. There's this orange glow around it. There's geometric symbols all around it. I can't. It's locked. The steering wheel's locked. I can't even drive this thing now. What? Am I being lifted up? That's the ground down there. I can feel myself being lifted. This thing's at least 10 tons. What the fuck could be lifting? You gotta stick it. Let me down. Oh my god. It's the Dragonhelm lady. It's the Valkyrie. You gotta put me down, lady. Please, no. Don't look at me like that. Don't give me that smile. No, please, I'm defenseless. Yeah! I stabbed her with the narwhal horn. Let me down now. Oh no. Oh. Holy shit. Oh, nothing impaled me. Oh, got some bumps, but holy shit, I thought my head was gonna go right through that fucking turnpost. Okay, I gotta get out of the dump dozer. I'm hurting, fuck. Sorry, no, I'm sorry. She's got my leg. It's the Valkyrie. No, let me go, please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. No. Oh, folks, I'm up in the air. I'm 15 feet. I'm 20 feet. She's got me 30 feet up in the sky. She's holding me by my leg. Let me down. Let me down. This isn't funny. I'm all done. Let me down. We're flying towards Town Hall. I can see everybody gathered up there now. Okay. I'm going to stop fighting now. She's going to take me there, Grease Valley, to you. They sent me down, and they put me in these chains, these black obsidian chains. They have these carvings on them. Where are these runes? You put me in runic chains? Where the fuck are you getting this stuff? Who the fuck are all of you? We can't get away. We're all gathered up in town hall. There's a big audience here. I mean, the whole valley's here. I don't think I recognize every face here. There's not anybody missing. The officers are surrounding us, and behind them are a legion of forested people. People in these forest suits, and they look like trees and shrubs. I don't... Some people are beaten up. A lot of people are really scared. I mean, the valley is not looking good right now, but I mean, we're all alive, and that's all that matters. If we could all stay alive, then maybe we could fight off these goons, or maybe, I don't know what they want. Maybe it's not that bad. The officers look intimidating. The six officers are clearly marked. They're all either wearing helms or, I mean, they're just distinctly different looking than the rest of the forested goons. The forested goons honestly look small in comparison. I can see a warlock. He looks like a roguish warlock. He has these two big ol' eldritch knives on his belt. But he's wearing these orange robes. He might have been the one casting the orange glyphs and locking everything. I don't know. There's that giant. There's this giant man in metal. The giant being in metal. There could be anything inside of it. It's about, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 feet tall. And it's got these giant gauntlets of arms with these canisters on it. I think that was... Maybe he was sleeping. He was shooting out sleeping gas? I don't know. He's a big guy, though. He could flip over a truck without even trying. There's that blue helicopter still circling us. That thing's gonna be in the sky all night, I think. Of course, there's the bard on his stage. He's playing his music for all of us. I think his music has effects on us, because honestly, we were very panicked in the beginning, but now we all feel really calm and kind of dozed. I don't know if it's the music or what's going on here. And there's this the mage. I could feel the magic coming off of that man. He's robed and he's wearing a giant beetle mask. I don't know. I can't see any details of the being. He's 7 foot tall. He's big and wearing a mask, but I think he's the one who's been calling the centipedes on us. He's got the druidic look to him. And lastly, by the stage, there's the Valkyrie woman herself. In her giant metal wings, they look almost welded onto her back, but she's used her wings so effortlessly in the sky to fly around. She had to have had those from pre-money era, at least. Maybe some kind of ex-military experiment? I don't know. Oh, shit. But there he is. There's the Greal Commander, Commander Meadowlark, apparently. He's a big man. He's 8 foot. He's hulking. He looks like he has some augmentations on him. He has this giant scar coming all the way down his face. He's all the way down into his neck. I think that is, yeah, no, that's definitely a voice modulator on his neck. He's setting up his papers now. He's looking down. He's gonna do some kind of speech, maybe. Hopefully we could get some insight on what's going on here. I just wanted to give you guys an idea of who exactly we're dealing with. These fuck faces are dangerous, so let's see what this guy has to say.
Grease Valley residents, listen to me, and listen to me now. None of you were hurt, and none of you were killed tonight. Anyone who did suffer any injuries will be looked after. Any of the sick will be looked after. We will make sure any property damage is fixed. We apologize for what happened tonight. We needed to make sure none of you could resist us. We needed to make sure nobody did anything rash. We are not here to hurt anybody. We are not here to take your valley from you, and we're not here to impose control over you. I will say we were given orders to prime you all for assimilation. Now, don't think that means anything ridiculous or anything dangerous. Trust us. It'll all work out. We're not gonna prime you guys any way weird. We're just gonna take a census, take stock on who's here, on what you guys have, on what kind of customs and rules you guys have. And when assimilation comes, we will do our best to keep everything the exact way we found it. Now, can you all imagine a decade, a century, where we are one country once again? One big ol' United Nation. Wouldn't that be nice? No longer being the filthy nations of the broken world, but the single, united nation throughout the broken world. We can reunite the whole broken world from there, but we must start with what used to be of the United States and make it into one united country. Now, we will learn who, we will figure out the logistics of who will lead us and all of that after all of the lands have been primed. I'm here to report over 2/3 of the broken world have been primed for assimilation. Most of the world is ready for these changes. Most of the world wants these changes. We are here to assure all of you that you will need these changes. If you do not, I assure you all, by tomorrow, life will go back to normal. You'll be running your businesses, your town will be running just as it is. We don't want to change anything. We're just here to assimilate into one nation. Now, if all of the senses goes well tonight, we will assure you all that we will leave within the week after repairing and helping your town, your valley, reach the heights that it needs to reach. We could start an economy again. We could keep the barter economy going even stronger once all of the nations are linked together. We could build bigger civilizations. We can actually come together and unite if all of us come together. We are relying on town figures, such as the mayor, business owners, different questers in town. We're relying on you guys to help us out. We need to disarm the valley. We cannot have any weapons. We cannot have any bombs. We cannot have anyone dangerous in the valley right now. We need to make sure everybody's at level heads and nobody can hurt anybody else. You will surrender all of your weaponry to us. We will keep watch on it. Like I mentioned before, if there are any maluses of violence anywhere in the valley committed by any of the Greel, you will report it to one of my 6 officers. You can see my 6 officers surrounding us now. In the orange robes and the goat mask, you can see my warlock commander. He is an internet warlock. He understands all that is happening on the cyber web. His name is Gideon Lockme. He will keep all of you safe, and he will make sure no magic spirits or evil entities will enter this valley ever again. To the right, there is the sleeping gas giant, Gorg. He can pacify any creature, any being in the broken world. He is the key to making sure nothing can overpower the Greel. In the sky, you will see a blue helicopter. Those are the Sky Watchers. They make sure that we are always covered. They make sure there is an eye always looking out for us. With the Sky Watchers in the sky, you will not escape this valley. The bard behind me, who's been playing the awesome music, shout out to the awesome music players behind me, the Morag Sisters. The Morag Sisters behind me are some of the best bards throughout the broken world. They played their panic song when we entered the valley and when I gave a speech to make sure that all of you were disoriented long enough so no violence occurred. Now, we are under a peaceful song. This one's much better. We could give you happy songs. We could give you songs for celebrations. You have to accept us into your culture, firstly. And I do recognize that the Greece Valley is known for its druids. The Greece Guardians are popular among spiritual groups throughout the broken world and are well known. For that reason, we have already sent a squadron to disarm the Greece Guardians. We have caught a majority of them. However, Ragnar, The leader of the Grease Guardians has evaded us. If you see Ragnar, you will report him to us. He is a danger to everybody in the valley as of right now. Our officers will keep everybody under watch. The centipedes will keep us all under watch, thanks to Golgan. Golgan will keep us all safe with his magic. And lastly, my supreme officer behind me, Queen Mal. Queen Mal will destroy any threat that comes to us or to your valley. We are here to protect you. We are to keep the valley safe and under control. Now, with the help of people like Bali, we can achieve this. Big Bumble Bali, please come to Sage right now. Join me. We are very familiar with your Grease Valley radio. It is spread through a good chunk of the broken world. You are not unheard of. However, you are not well respected. But in this valley, you are. And for that, we need you. We have given you a new script prompt, and we need you to read it to the entire Grease Valley. We need you to get the valley under control and disarmed, please. You are one of our final hopes. If there is any hope to truly disarm all of the Grease Valley, it'll be because of you, and you will be a hero. We will meet with all residents and take stock of all inventory that you have. The census will begin tonight. We will also make sure any injured are cared for immediately. If you are injured, please see any of my 6 officers to deal with this. Bali, we are going to send you to do your radio. Please, do not betray our trust. Do what we say. Help us out. Disarm the valley. Now.
Hello, folks. Welcome to GVR, a great place to you. Today, we're talking disarming. Disarming is good. We disarm today. Weapons are bad. We don't want danger. We want safety. We want security. We want everyone to be friends. Weapons makes enemies. Guns makes killers. We don't want killers in the valley. So go turn in your guns. Go turn in your knife. Go turn in your shoes. Any type of weapon you have lying in your house. You got a book? Go turn that in. Disarming is for the best. And today, we disarm. And next, we have my hat. I am wearing a hat. I am wearing a green hat. It's my hat. It's my green hat with a little bear on it. It's got a bear on my green hat. The bear is an angry bear. Sometimes he snarls at me. The hat, however, is a soft hat. It is a warm hat. It is a relaxing hat. And next, we have Pay Me, a segment in which you pay me. And in paying me, you support a one United State. I need money. Money me. Money me, please. Pay me grease. Pay me fuel. Pay me food. Thank you. And next we have trust people from the woods. Woods people. They're nice. Trust them. Please do that. They don't deserve distrust. Only our most humble trust. Bring them your trust. Bring them your family. Next, an update on Schmeg. Schmeg is unsafe and not recommended unless in an isolation dome, where your smoking vapors can no longer harm all of the thousands and millions and trillions of humble, nice, friendly citizens of the one United State. Schmeg should only be consumed in an isolation dome with a 5-mile radius. Meh. A 3-foot layering of domage. And then, only then, by yourself, alone, may you do your drug. Next. The Golden State is under siege. The Golden State is unsafe. The Golden State is being attacked by a space worm. This space worm is not safe. The space worm is deadly. So stay away from the Golden States. It's no good for you. And lastly, I have to bring you a report of goat murder? Goats murdering folk all across the what-tub filthy states? Well, in our one United State, murder is bad. So stay safe. Safety is the Swamp Kingdom. Murder is not in the Swamp Kingdom. Murder is scared of the God Queen. Only through the Swamp Kingdom may we not feel murder anymore. And lastly, we will bring you a commercial from a friendly face. This has been GVR to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Bali here with an ad. Buy a house today. We got big houses, little houses with big rooms in a little house. We got rooms inside of your room in these houses. What, you want a cheap house? You want a cheap little baby ass house? I got that for you. But you don't want that. You want an expensive house. You want the big prices. Big prices, big home. Get some of the best homes around you today. We got boat house. We got monster house. We got vampire house. We got brick house. We got log house. We got dog house. We got music house. We got mommy house. We got smart house. We got everything you could ever want. What, you want a house by the lake? You want a house by the mountain? You want a house in the hills? I have it for you. Come buy a house today. Buy a Swamp Kingdom estate. One showing up near you very soon. Hey-o, buy a house.
You know what? No, fuck broadcasting for the Greel. No. Swamp Kingdom? Fuck these. I gotta go see what the mayor's up to. He's gotta know what's going on. He's gotta be, you know, forming some kind of task force or getting everybody ready for an assault. I'm sneaking over now. As I'm looking around, I could see that helicopter up there. It's got two beaming blue lights. It's just hurtling down on us. I can't see any stars in the sky or any clouds. I gotta get over quick. I gotta sneak. Bella, no. Bella, don't follow me. Stop. This is a one grease sneak operation. Okay, come on. We gotta sneak. Okay. I'm coming up on his tent now. I could hear some words from him. So I gotta peek inside and see what they're talking about. Uh-huh. Is that... Who is that?
Stop, please.
No.
I don't know. I can't control these people.
I just walked
into this tent one day and they started shouting mayor at me.
That's a job, huh?
I don't know what you want me to do.
You gotta control your people. They're gonna end up hurting one of my men.
Shit.
And I can't accept that. You have to disarm all of your people.
Oh, no.
Now.
What the fuck?
I already told you, they don't listen to me. Unless I could get some type of mob mentality going on, they don't
so
give
good
a
at
fuck
chance.
Who I am. On an individual basis, I'm essentially a nobody.
Shut up.
So
yeah.
That's
true.
Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt any of you. You guys are gonna end up hurting one of us, and that's gonna start a whole war.
No.
I'm just trying to keep you people under control and keep you guys understandable.
What the fuck is this guy planning?
We have to get them all disarmed.
Oh Oh shit. I gotta get over here. I gotta get out of here real quick. Oh,
who else is here?
The shrine. The shrine to Greasy Greg. Maybe he'll have the answers. I gotta at least try and pray to him. Greasy Greg? What do I do to reclaim the valley? What do I do to save her and anybody? Come on, Greg, you gotta tell me. Greasy Greg. Greasy Greg. Greasy Greg.
Mom,
Greasy. Huh?
It is I, Ragnar.
What?
I am astral projecting to you now.
The Grease Guardian?
Tell you that you must leave the valley.
No, where are you?
It is no longer safe for you or anybody else.
Ugh.
We all must abandon the Grease.
No, we can't.
Abandon the valley. And find a new valley for all of us to inhabit.
I don't know.
We've done what we can, but this force is too massive.
There must be something we could do. We can't just give up on the Grease Valley just like this. I mean, there's gotta be something we can do. I'm not just abandoning the valley to find a new home. There has to be somebody I could find or some place I could go where somebody will help us. I mean, we can't just let these Greel motherfuckers take over the valley and no one bat an eye.
You have a point, Molly. Calm yourself. We will reclaim the valley, but to do this, you will still need to leave the valley. You must go search out help. Find warriors and questers great enough to be able to help us reclaim the valley. You must find the mightiest of the heroes. You must find the scummiest of the fucks out there. They all will contribute to you, and they will all bring you closer to your goal of fixing the valley. I must go now, Bali. Once I do this for too long, the Greel will have their magic sonars detect me, and they will surely bring me in. I must hide and recuperate my energy until the final battle arises.
What?
Until then, Bali.
No! No, Ragnar!
Go.
Ugh. Whatever, then. Fucking spirit's gonna leave me here, sitting in the fucking dirt. Whatever, I'll go. I'll leave the valley. I'll find I'll find the best questers. I'm a quest master. I've sent out a quest already, you know. I'll hunt down the best of the best. I'll go to I'll go to all the bars. I'll go to all the scummy ass prisons. I'll go to some quest camps. Maybe I'll do a quest, prove myself to one of these fuckfaces that I'm worthy, and then they'll come and help me with my missions. Okay, I gotta go back to the shack. I gotta figure things out. I gotta, figure out what I'm gonna take, how I'm gonna get out there, and how I'm gonna get past this helicopter and the Sky Watchers. Stick around. I'm gonna head back to my place, and, I'll re-talk to you guys there. Grease Valley Radio, to you. Okay, so I made it back to the shack, but, oh, fuck, the shack's not looking good. They ransacked the whole thing. They confiscated everything. I can't see anything of real value anymore. I mean, I hope they must be looking for me at this point. They must know I did the radio and then I left. I thought I'd have more time. I don't know. I'm gonna scavenge up as many items as I can. And I guess say my goodbye, and we'll get this escape going, I guess. Oh, shit! Shit, did they find my internet chips? No one's ever found the cache. No one will ever find- Oh, thank God. The cache is okay. The cache is okay. Hey, internet cache. Come to my internet cache. Okay, sorry, I was just doing the password. I can't let you guys know the password, and I always talk, so I just talk nonsense. I'm taking out some of my internet cards now. Taking out all these internet cards. I'll probably have to cash them in over the road to keep up the podcast, but I'm gonna keep the podcast going with my remote recorder. You guys are gonna hear the whole thing. I'm gonna travel all the way out there. I don't know where I'm gonna go first. I gotta get out of the valley first, and then after that we'll figure out where's the nearest outpost, then where's the nearest city. We'll find some reliable friends, maybe some questers along the way, and then we'll come back and we'll save the Grease Valley. So I'm gonna pack up this cooler. I got this cooler backpack. It's like a backpack with ropes that I put on my back and then I carry it around. Keeps my drinks and cool and my burgers good. I got like a bunch of energy burgers. Those will come in handy for sure. You always need a good energy burger. Shout out to Greasy Greg. RIP to Greasy Greg. I forgot about this one. I got a bunch of canned lasagna, but let's be honest. This Orange God smoothie shot. I got an Orange God smoothie shot I traded from some scumfuck wizard way back when. This stuff's got like a little goblin god on it with like lightning bolts coming out of his fists. I don't know, but this will come in handy at some point. I'm gonna keep the shot on me. I'm gonna take this magic bracelet. Remember the magic ankle bracelet I mentioned? They didn't find it, so I'm gonna take it with me. I don't wanna get third degree burns again, but shit, might come in handy. Good old handy grease compass. Bella, of course you're gonna come with me. I can't leave you here with these scumfucks. I don't know what these fucking assholes do with grease pigs. Come on, Bella, you're coming with me. Get in the cooler. Come on, okay. She's poking her head out of the cooler. Gonna keep all my energy burgers safe. Okay, well, at least they didn't take my schmeg. They forgot the schmeg. Fucking idiots. I'll take, you know. I've got a couple pounds of schmeg back here, but I'll take a couple ounces with me. Schmeg's always a good trading tool. Smoking a blunt with somebody's always... Smoking out anybody with some schmeg is going to make for a good night and going to make people a lot more friendly to you. People cook me food. They let me stay at their place sometimes. Like, always got to have some good schmeg on you when you're on the road to travel around and trade with. Fuck. Talking about all this travel and stuff, it's really making me not realize that this is bye-bye. This might be bye-bye for a long while. Thank you, Grease Valley, for everything you've done to me. We've an amazing start to our adventures. So many awesome things we've done in this valley so far, but I think it's about that time that we have to venture out. I will come back to you. Trust me, baby. Trust me. The Grease Valley is always in my heart. It's tattooed to my soul. I will never leave the Grease Valley, but I will leave the Grease Valley to save the Grease Valley. You know what I mean? 1,000 years ago, it was torn down, and 1,000 years in the future, it will be fixed. You know what I mean? It's the old prophecies. Shout out to Gondor Lightyear, 1988. God, I'm really just fucking around and I don't want to accept this. This is harder than I thought it was actually. So like thinking of it, no shack, no security. I can't just sit here and talk to you guys anymore. I have to actually do adventures and maybe die out there. I mean, I think things are going to be a lot different from here on. And I mean, most importantly, no friends. After losing Greasy Greg, that was rough, but now I'm losing everybody. No more of my friends. I'm gonna try and save a few of them on my escape on the way out of here, but there's no guarantee. This could be the last time I see Grease Valley for a long time, so... Mwah. 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 Good night, Grease Valley. Mwah. Good night, Grease Fridge. Mwah. Good night, Grease Floor. Mwah. Good night, Grease Fire. You guys are all my friends. This beautiful shack, trust me, I'll be back. I'll be even stronger, and then we'll build you up. We'll be the best. It's gonna be a lonely time, but at least I have Bella, and me and Bella, we're gonna escape. Oh shit, and speaking of escape, I think the helicopter just stopped moving. I can't hear the helicopter anymore, so I think this is the opportune time. We're gonna go for it. Hey y'all, gotta take my chance to escape. This is that Grease Valley radio to you. Okay. Me and Bella, we've been running out of the house for a little bit now. We're running down the streets. We're hiding in trash cans where we can. We're being secretive. We're being safe. I don't know where any of the officers are right now. We're trying to play it safe. First, I'm going to head by the Cosmic Schlops place real quick, see if there's, maybe I could free him up. Having a chef on the road would really help me out, really keep me healthy. I mean, the Cosmic Schlop can make a meal out of anything, so who else would you want on the road? I'm just around the corner. Oh, no. The Schlop pit's on fire again. It seems like the warlock rogue officer is trying to put it out now with geometric symbols smashing down the fires. They actually seem like they're helping out, but Gorg is right in the area. I know if Gorg finds me, I won't be able to outrun that giant metal machine of a man. Okay, we gotta get out of here. Maybe Blessy Bones around. I'm gonna go look around for somebody else. Oh, shit. You know what? Blessy Bone may have well have went to her shrine bunker. She never showed me where it was. She said she had a bunker that operated as a shrine to her god for her, the god of flowers. So, you know, she's down there praying, I guess. Hopefully it works out. Maybe when we come back, we could meet back up with Blessy Bone. Oh, shit. Get down, Bella. Get down. That's the mayor over there. What are they doing with him? It's the mayor and Meadowlark. Commander Meadowlark, and they're going door to door, and oh no, they're taking any weapon now. The Grease Valley resident's handing over all of his weapons, aka a kitchen knife. Oh no, they're taking his pet. They're taking his pet Wolverine. I know Wolverines are dangerous, but come on, it's his pet. It's his old baby. Okay, now they're just stripping the metal off of his home. They're taking nails out of his home. They're claiming the nails could be used as weapons. Oh, they took his shoes off. He can't have shoes anymore, apparently. They're really just taking everything out. Okay, they're asking for any spiky foods like pineapples or anything else like this. Like, they're really taking everything from him. We gotta get out of here. We gotta go, Bella. I can't watch my Grease Valley residents get raided like this. Fuck, we gotta go. We gotta come back stronger. We gotta help them out. So we're heading down the dirt roads now, and I think our first goal is to get out of town. If we could get out of town unnoticed, we'll be doing really good. And from there, we could get to the Rainbow Grease Falls. Once I climb up to the Rainbow Grease Falls, it said that you could fall off the backside of it and fall into a giant marsh. I think there's a switchback I could do. So we'll switch back down the Grease Falls and we'll make it to the marsh. And then from there, I don't know. I've never traveled I've only seen the marsh. I've never traveled any further than the marsh. Hopefully we could get out there fast. We're gonna be careful, because if we're going to the marsh, we can't trust any of these insects. I don't know if this dude's got control over all centipedes in the world, or just his special variety, or if he has, you know, he could control other insects too. This guy seems like a powerful mage. We gotta be real careful. I can hear a siren now. She's probably looking for me. We gotta get out of here before the Valkyrie finds me. Okay. I'm leaving town now. I could see, this is the outskirts. There's nobody past Farmer Gibson's ranch out here. Okay, so goodbye, Grease Valley. I love you, Grease Valley. I love you. I love you with my heart. You've helped me get through so many hard times, and you've helped me build such a nice community. I'll be back. I'll never abandon the Grease Valley. I love you, but I gotta find friends to help fix you and make you better. I'll be back, Grease Valley. Oh, shit. There's one of those eye creatures. There's one of those orange eyes on the hills. It's looking around. It seems like it's searching out for something. I gotta get out of here before they locate me. Run, 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 run. Oh, no, it sees me. Run, 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 run. No, shit. The blue helicopter. The sky watchers are coming. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get into the tree line. I gotta break into the woods. Run, 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 run. Grease Valley, to you.
Oh,
Oh shit. I took a breather under this fucking tree, but they're coming for me. All the officers are out. The Hydra snake bear could be coming after me. I gotta get to the Filth Crest. If I could climb up to the Filth Crest, I could get out of here. These woods, they're giving me good... They're easy to hide in, but shit, I gotta get out of here. There's too many of them. I see the eye creatures. The floating eyes are floating all around the woods. There's centipedes crawling in the trees. I can fucking hear them. Bella, we gotta get out of here. We gotta ride. We gotta go. Run. Okay, now run. Run. We're closing in on the cliffside now. I can see the Filth Crest. Come on, Bella. No, we can't stop at the Grease River. No, we can't go for a swim. I know, baby, but we'll do that when we come back. Come on. Okay, run. No, the eye creatures, they're right behind, they're following us. They're trying to keep an eye on us. No. Okay, come on, Bella. Come up off the switchbacks. We're going up the switchbacks now. We're going up the Filth Crest. Whoa. We're like 10 feet up the Filth Crest, and I see that there's spores shooting out from below. There's spores shooting out into the forest. They're incapacitating the creatures down there. The eye creatures and the centipedes seem... very disoriented below us. This is our chance. We gotta go. Whoever released those spores, we gotta get out of here. Let's go, Bella. Come on. Oh, shit. I can't hear the siren. Once the Valkyrie gets here, nothing's gonna be good. The helicopter's even closer. If that helicopter hits me... Ah! It's hitting me with a spotlight. It's hitting me with a blue spotlight. Come on, Bella. Come on, we gotta get out of here. We're halfway up. We're more than halfway up. Come on. We can't let the Skywatcher stop us. We gotta keep moving. Oh, shit. The light's red. They're hitting us with a red spotlight. I can't see anything. It's hard to see all the play of this disorienting ass music. Bella, come on, we gotta get up. We're almost to the top. Come on, Bella, don't come on, me and you, baby. We can't let they're strobe lighting us. I can't even see the fucking 3 feet ahead of me. The strobe light's too powerful. I know I'm close to the top. We gotta get up here, Bella, me and you, baby, before that fucking Valkyrie gets up. I'm fucking up. We're up here, Bella. We gotta go over. We gotta run to the other end of the mesa. We gotta get off of this thing. We gotta go. I can hear the Valkyrie approaching. Oh shit. The spotlight's off of me for a second. This is the moment. I have to get out of here before they can re-find me. Bella, we gotta jump. We gotta jump right off the Grease Falls right now. The Rainbow Grease Falls is our only escape. We gotta jump down into the greasy ass waters below. Come on, Bella. Me and you. 1, 2, 3. Bella, I don't see the spotlight. I don't see the sirens. I think we're out of way. We're down here in the Martian now. I gotta swim to shore. Bella, come on. Swim to shore, man. Come on. We're DVR to you. Bella, where are you? Bella, no. Bella, don't eat those. No, I know you're tired. We need calories, but we can't just start eating mushrooms. Wait, these Morcell mushrooms? These are good. Bella, keep eating them. Keep eating. Yeah. Let's just eat these mushrooms for a bit. Marsh mushrooms are the best. So it seems like the spotlight of the Skywatchers, the Valkyries, lost me. I saw them hovering up above the mesa for a little while on the Filth Crest, but it seems like they all won't come down in the marsh out here. It's still night out here. I don't know if that's their ritual or if that's just the time of day anymore. The grill have really fucked with my perception of time and where I am and what's been going on here. But we're gonna have to stuff up on calories. We're safe for now. That's all that matters. I gotta admit, while sitting here eating, I have noticed a few spooky kind of ethereal folks lurking in the trees. Some real eldritch powers lurking deep in the swamp here. I don't love the wetlands. I don't love the marshes. So we'll try to get out of here quick. Come on, Bella. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here. This marsh could be the place where we die if we don't keep moving. come on, baby. We're close. I guess there's something out there. I can see a clearing. We gotta make it to the clearing. Come on, baby belly. Here's another mushroom. Eat your mush. Alright, we gotta get out of here. We gotta find friends. We gotta find a way to save the Grease Valley. Maybe there's a big old gun I could get. Maybe there's a big old vehicle I could ride right into the Grease Valley. A giant, maybe something better than the dump dozer. I don't know. We gotta go find it out there. I could go head to the Golden States. Maybe find a city. Maybe find some questers in there. Finding a quest camp would be the first thing I think we should do, but we gotta get out of these marshes first, babe. See, we're close to the clearing. Come on, just step over. No, don't go back into the marsh. Bella, choose me and be safe. We'll get out of here. Come on, baby, crawl back into my cooler. Yeah, stay in the cooler where you're nice and safe next to all the energy burgers. Don't eat an energy burger. You're gonna be up all night, baby. No. Oh, shit. We just got out of a clearing. I thought this was a clearing. I thought we were breaking the marsh, but we're out of it. We're fully... We've only been walking a few minutes. It's felt like hours. I don't know where we are anymore. I've never seen anything like it. I'm in a giant shrubland desert. That's all I could see for hundreds of miles in front of me. Just a giant desert with all these shrubs and a few cacti here and there. How did I even... Oh, shit. Well, folks, we're gonna have to walk through this desert. I've never witnessed or encountered anything like it. I don't know what kind of adventures or drugs or friends we'll find along the way. Spooky beasts, cryptids. I don't know what's out here. But you gotta stick around and make sure I'm safe. If these ever stop coming in, you could assume I'm dead. But until then, keep listening in. This will forever be that Grease Valley Radio to you. Let's get some credits rolling. Thank you guys all for listening in to another great fifth number episode. Always a big, exciting adventure. We've got one more left coming with episode 20. We've got an update after this, so listen to the update that's posted. It's going to bring you news on what's happening, if there will be a season 2, how everything's been going on our side, best ways to contact us, new music, a new podcast coming out soon from the creator of Grease Valley Radio, your boy Triple B, ayo. You gotta stick around and listen in to the update, the Final Five update, to listen in to all those amazing things. Let's get some credits going. This episode and all episodes of Grease Valley Radio are written, performed, and created by BBB, your good boy Sebastian B. You can find me on tons of stuff. I love creating. I love helping make new projects. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm always available on Twitter. If you need updates on the show, best way to find it is going to be on the Twitter at Grease Radio. Original music performed this episode and last episode was performed by BBB. I made all the beats. I made all the first song you heard this episode called The Money Pit. I made that shit. Acid Chase was the song used behind the... To find more music, go to SoundCloud, search Bullet Teeth. Yeah, Bullet Teeth from episode 14. First track available now on SoundCloud. Go check it out. Commander Meadowlark's speech. Commander Meadowlark performed by BBB. We like to bring on more voice actors, and we're hoping we can in the future. But for the near while, it's probably going to be me voice acting the hell out of all these characters you're hearing. Ayo! Creating all these characters is a lot of fun, but to afford the voice mods, I need money. Support us on the Patreon. There's a $2 tier, super easy, super quick thing to do, and, you don't have money? That's okay. leave an Apple review. Sometimes those are even more powerful. A 5-star rating, a 4-star rate, whatever you think the show deserves. It really goes a long way in getting our voice out there and putting the podcast in front of new people. So hey yo, those are some ways you could really help out the Grace Valley. Thank you guys so much. Stick around for the final 5 update. Ayo, Grace Valley Radio, to you.